Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of Moore Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with Moore Wealth Retirement Talk.
Welcome back to Moore Wealth Retirement Talk. I'm Dave Moore, joined by my co-host, author of Retire With Moore, and my beautiful wife, Shauna Moore. And we're also joined by the person who adds humor and keeps us out of detention, Jacqueline Gladhill.
Detention? Now you're just giving our listeners the way that you spent your high school.
I did.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing? Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, that was such a great intro, you two. I mean, I don't know if I really am the cause to keeping you guys out of detention, but I cannot wait for to see those pictures from Dave in high school. You know, I think we should really get that out there.
I'll send them to you today.
Oh, perfect.
You wouldn't recognize me.
Well, Shauna, I love today's theme, back to school. Whether you've got kids or grandkids heading back, or you're just enjoying the quiet, it's that time of year.
Well, let's be honest. Back to school shopping isn't cheap either. The other day I saw pencils for $6.99. Like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
You know, we got all of our supplies done back in our day for under $6.99.
That was a while ago.
That was a long time ago. But it was true.
I've sent pencils. I remember giving like a penny at school for a pencil. I mean, 1 cent, whatever it was, $6.99.
It's incredible.
It's crazy. Yep. And, you know, inflation, it's real in school supplies, but it's also real in retirement planning, which is perfect for today's topic. Retirement lessons they should have taught us in school, but they didn't.
There's a lot of lessons that they should have taught us in school, but they didn't.
That is true.
Well, let's focus on retirement, though. So what is the first lesson that we all missed?
Well, what we missed is that saving and investing are not the same as retirement planning. So in school, we learned how to add fractions, but not how to turn savings into income that lasts 30 years. Retirement planning is a subject all on its own.
Yeah, personally, I would say I learned how to save and put money in a savings account, but that doesn't gain interest. That doesn't do me any good other than just sitting there.
Exactly.
So instead of homework, you know, you've got real life tests like market crashes, healthcare costs, or taxes going up.
Can you imagine how better off we'd all be if we've learned the right kind of math? And I understand why they teach the math they do, but this is critical. This is so important for life and for kids to understand. And that's one of our biggest things is that the kids coming out of high school, sure, they can do the structure of math and the logical thinking of it, but they have zero clue when it comes to finances, which is the most important math that you need. So, hey, pop quiz there, Shauna. What's the number one questions retirees ask you?
That's easy, Dave. The number one question that I get asked, am I going to run out of money?
Mm.
Wow. That's a great question. And how do you even answer that? I mean, the answer depends on whether they have built a real income plan, something that most schools and unfortunately most advisors don't teach you.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what we do for our clients. And that's why we also offer complimentary 15-minute discovery calls. So we go into discussing kind of what they have going for them. Do they have an income plan in place? And most people don't, unfortunately. So that's something that we put together for our clients. So if this is something that you haven't gone through with your advisor, feel free to reach out to us. You can go to our website. That's Moore, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com, or call us at the number 833, the number 4, My Wealth, and we can schedule a time just to have a conversation and go from there.
Let's have a little fun.
Okay, Dave.
So if retirement or retirees, right, they sign up for a class, they sign up for a semester, and they had a class schedule, what would the subjects be?
All right. Well, here's my list. First, it'd be income planning 101. Can you replace your paycheck reliably? So you've been working all these years. You have a consistent paycheck coming in. I know some people might be in sales and different things that might fluctuate, but you still have a consistent paycheck. So now that you're going to retire, that paycheck goes away. So how can you replace that paycheck with reliable, consistent income to cover your bills? Second class would be risk management 201. So are you prepared for those market swings? For example, earlier this year, we saw, you know, in the spring, a lot of market volatility and a lot of accounts went up and down a lot. Are you prepared for those? Do you have the right investments in place in your portfolio to give you some stability yet still have good growth? The third class I would put together would be tax strategies 301. Do you know how to keep more of what you earn? So we all know it's not what you earn that's as important as what do you keep. So how can you manage taxes to minimize their impact on your income in retirement?
How about a lifestyle legacy class?
That'd be a good one. What would that entail?
Well, are you living the life you want and planning on what happens after? That's super, super important.
Exactly. And that's something that we talk about with our clients, because when you retire, you don't want to just be forced to, you know, sit at home and not be able to spend anything. We want to make sure that you can live the life that you've worked all those years for and really enjoy your retirement. What does that look like for you, and how can we help you get there?
That is a loaded class schedule, is all I have to say, Shauna. And I mean, let's be honest, as far as retirement report card, most people would give themselves a C minus on at least one of those if they even pass it, right?
Right.
Which is why, Shauna, you offer a free signed copy of your book, Retire With More, for anyone who calls in for a discovery call this week. It's kind of like extra credit, right?
Exactly. And a lot of people do need some extra credit when it comes to retirement. But again, give us a call. We'll send out a free book. We'll go over some questions, concerns that you might have. So I feel like it's a win-win all around.
Good, great point. And I just want to say, you know, your book title is Retire With More. That's M-O-O-R-E. And so, all right. So moving on here. So if we were packing a retirement backpack, you know, going back to school here, what belongs inside, Shauna?
Yes. And we just help both of our kids get back into school with backpacks. And there's a lot of tools and things that you need. So the three essentials for retirement, I think, would have to be, number one, guaranteed income. That means, how do you maximize your Social Security income? What type of pensions do you have? What options do you have there? Make sure you're maximizing that. Or are annuities right for you? If you do, we want to make sure that they're the right annuities and that they're used wisely. So guaranteed income is number one in your retirement backpack. The second thing in your retirement backpack would be growth assets, because there is inflation and things are going to cost more as you get into retirement, 5 years, 10 years, 20 or more. We want to fight inflation and keep your lifestyle properly funded. You don't want to find yourself having the same income, but now it costs more to buy groceries, or it costs more to get gas and so forth. So we want to grow those assets. And number three, in that retirement backpack, you have to have flexibility. You need a plan that adjusts, that's flexible, because there's a lot of unknown things that are going to happen. You know, you have to adjust for healthcare. They can change tax laws like we've seen this year, and other surprises that we just can't predict.
Don't forget number four.
What's number four, Dave?
Snacks.
I'm going first.
Never forget snacks and your water bottle.
What kind of snacks you want to have in there?
Whatever gets you through the day.
What was your favorite snack in high school?
Mine?
Both of yours.
Shauna, you go first.
Well, I think there was a time period it was hot tamales, because back then they were just sugar, but there was no fat in them, you know?
Yes. I used to get the big bag from, you know, Sam's Club or whatever. Ooh, yeah. And oh, yes, we were a hot tamale household.
Hot tamales. Let's see, the little donuts.
Yep, the little
donuts. Little chocolate donuts.
Those and are breakfast.
And Flamin' Hot Cheetos and cream cheese.
You were a hot Cheeto fan, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Were you? Did you wear your blanket in high school, too? Dave, I cannot wait for Shauna to send me those pictures of you.
Oh, no.
Like I said, they're coming your
grainy.
Way.
They're too grainy. No, you wouldn't recognize anything.
I'm not going to say what decade heartthrob, but those pictures are pretty.
Come on. You're just,
well, I mean, with the snacks, it sounds like retirement planning trail mix. So we're adding, ooh, you know, equal parts income, growth, and of course, you can't forget the chocolate.
Hey, I'd sign up for that. Definitely.
All right. All right, Shauna, give our listeners a quick retirement back to school checklist.
Sure. So these are some questions that we discuss and go through with our clients. So three questions to ask yourself right now. Number one, do I know exactly how much income I will have when my paycheck stops? And if you don't, again, that's why we recommend either calling us and scheduling a time to talk with us or talk with another financial professional. Number two, do you have a strategy for rising costs like healthcare or inflation? And then the third question you need to ask, do I have someone that I trust to update my plan as life changes? So these are all extremely important questions to ask yourself. And if you're not quite sure of the answers, if you feel that you're missing something, then it's something that you want to evaluate and talk with a professional.
Yeah, Shauna, those are great questions. And listeners, if you can't answer yes to all three of those, don't panic. I mean, most people can't. That's why discovery calls exist.
Right. And again, you can go to our website. There's a lot of good information. There's our past podcast, but you can also from our website request a discovery call with us. Again, that site is more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com, or you can call us directly at 833-4-MY-WEALTH and get your 15-minute discovery call scheduled. And again, I will send you a free signed copy of my book, Retire With More, which gives you a lot of additional information and things to think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might be packing lunch boxes. You might be sending your kids off to college.
We did.
We just did.
We just did. Mm-hmm.
Or you're happy that the school buses are back, but that's kind of in theory because physically, if it would physically be the word, we're not happy the school buses are back where we live.
That is true.
Oh, man. The entire, it's traffic. There's 2 hours out of the day. You do not want to be on the road. So, but right. Some of you might be happy because it does say that, hey, the kids are going back to school. I got my days free now. But you know what, guys? It's never too late to go back to school on your finances.
And Dave and Shauna, what is the best part about all of this? Shauna is going to be the teacher. So mm-hmm. There's no homework. And she's going to be the best teacher out there, not assigning you homework. That's huge.
Well, and Jacqueline, maybe a little homework.
And what would that homework consist of?
It'd just be the good kind, the kind that gives you confidence about your future. And just kind of going through what you have put together already so that we can improve and optimize your retirement plan.
You make a good teacher, Shauna.
I hope so.
As long as you wear those glasses, that'd be awesome.
I'll get a pair of glasses.
All right, a couple action steps here. You can book your complimentary 15-minute discovery call. You can call us at 833-4-MY-WEALTH or head to the website. Or just follow our podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon so you never miss an episode.
And don't forget, call this week so that we can get a free signed book out to you.
Well, Shauna and Dave, this was a great episode. I loved the theme. And before we go, I just want to ask, how did moving your son into college go?
Bittersweet.
It was good. It's a bit of work. It's mm-hmm. a little bit emotional. I think Dad held it together for the most part until we got back home. Our son was extremely happy. You know how kids are at that point. They're ready to spread their wings and get off on their own and have parents kind of out of the way a little bit.
Sure. I see both sides of it. You know, I've looked at the posts and the reels and stuff, and it's usually the moms, but dads have a side too. You know, you miss the energy of your child when you're home. You're not needed as much. And that actually kind of stings a little bit. But guess what? You're only a text or a phone call away and then you're needed. That's yeah. usually when you're only getting them. But no, he's ready to go. I think he's been ready. Ready to fly. He's healthy. He's mentally healthy. He's just ready to be on his own and learn some valuable tools. And, you know, it's just part of life. It happens. And I think you look back and we've done a good job as parents, not a perfect job, but we've done a good job to get them ready. And that's, so you're more proud than you are anything, but I tell you what, we missed the heck out of him.
Yep,
already. It's only been a week.
He's entering his young adulting stage.
Yeah.
Well, so my question is, have you guys had, you know, have you gotten any updates from him on laundry, cooking, any updates on that?
Not laundry. He's always been good.
Fine
with laundry.
On laundry.
Yeah. Yep. Cooking. We have a little bit of, he likes to go out to eat. Let's put it that way. So he's going to have to learn to budget.
Yep.
In one hand, you can't blame him. They're tired. He practices, you know, 4.5 hours a day. It's still a little hot. And the last thing he wants to do when he gets home is cook, but
he'll learn.
He's going to have to learn financially that cooking is better. You're going to get better food when you learn how to cook. And actually, cooking does become fun when you learn how to do it. So,
well, we need to get him back into, you know, the Shauna classroom here and learn about budgeting.
Hey, he's been in the Shauna classroom.
Trust me, he's been in the classroom. I don't think he wants to hear from me anymore.
Yeah, I always tell him, I say, if you can see me call, you know, I'm just missing you. I'm just calling you to shoot the bull and see how baseball's going and classes and all that good stuff. But if you see Shauna calling you...
Yeah, he knows she's coming down.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah.
Have a talk.
I know. So he's a good kid. He's a really good kid.
Well, that's great, you guys. And well, that does it for this episode. And from all of us here, happy back to school season.
And remember, you can retire with confidence. You can retire with more.
Yeah, you're planning on retiring with more, aren't you?
I am.
I am too. We'll see you all next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us for more Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at Moore Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of Moore Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through Moore Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through Moore Wealth Management, an affiliated company. Moore Wealth Partners and Moore Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administrations or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the federal Medicare program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.